Shelby County's Hispanic community makes up about 7% of the population, but represent about 20% of the overall cases of COVID-19. As WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, the health department is using mass testing events to create trust and dispel misinformation.
Last weekend, the health department planned to test up to 300 people at two different Memphis churches serving the Latino community. About 60 people showed up over 2 days. Kelly Seeley, who works on vulnerable populations at the health department, says it was more than showed up at a previous event.
Any community that tends to be underserved, any community that may feel a distrust with any government agency in general, I think you're going to have a low turnout or a slower turnout.
She says it'll take a sustained effort to build trust. The health department doesn't ask about immigration status or share personal information with agencies outside the Tennessee Department of Health. But there are also other concerns.
There's also a level of, what is COVID? Do I really want to know what COVID is? And then if I get COVID, what does that impact on my family? Does that mean I'm going to have to not work for 10 days or 14 days? And can we afford our rent?
Seeley says the health department offers housing and food for anyone who needs to quarantine away from their family. They also connect people to programs that can assist with rent or utilities in case they can't work. Rafael Figueroa, a reporter with the local media outlet La Prensa Latina, got a precautionary test in anticipation of some upcoming travel. He'd like to see pop-up testing sites at places with large pools of Latino workers, such as at construction sites.
The problem is you have to go where the people are.
The health department says it's considering different options for future testing events. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.